Yeah, Jacob too blessed his sons. That's right. I'm gonna talk about that. I am gonna talk about it. I can't get to everything every day. I can't. I'd like to, but I just can't. So Jacob blesses the sons of Joseph, and Joseph tries to arrange the sons. I'm gonna tell you all about this. It's crazy the way it happened. A lot of weird things happen in the Bible. I have to admit this. Odd things. Here's the thing. I gotta maybe go off on a tangent here. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to another Zender special on the Martin Zender Dan Sheridan Show. God is not trying to look smart and failing miserably. People think God's trying to be smart, and it's the opposite. God's purposely doing stupid things. Because the stupidity of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. I had to cover myself, and I did. That's a scripture verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The stupidity of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. And the only way we can see this is if God does stupid things. And he does. He's not trying to look like Mr. Wizard or Albert Einstein. He's not. Or Bill Nye the Science Guy. He is purposely doing ridiculous things, and that's why people make fun of them. You call this a god? Orders a man to build a giant boat and puts animals in it? Hello? And they think we're crazy. And we, at least I laugh at them, and I say, you think God's trying to look smart? Are you crazy? This is the stupidity of God, you moron. This is his stupidity. And he has to do this so that in the end, Einstein's theory of relativity is going to look stupid compared to Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark is genius compared to Einstein's theory of relativity. Or Bill Nye, the science guy, doing something with, some kind of talcum powder, making something explode. What do you call that powder? Baking soda. You see, God is doing this on purpose. On purpose. He really is a genius. He's really smarter than Einstein and Bill Nye and Bill Maher and all the liberals and all the conservatives and all the geniuses and all the presidents and all the popes. He's smarter than everybody. But instead of bragging about it, instead of showing off, he purposely does things that the quote-unquote smart people of this world think are stupid. Like a naked man on a cross being your savior. Or let's have the savior of the world born in a barn. Or let's have a man build a boat and let's bring all the animals into it. Or let's have a man sell his birthright for a bowl of, you know, lentils or Van Camp's pork and beans. And every single account of the Bible, let's have a man's donkey talk to him. Let's do that. That'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be a good time. You don't have to go far to find ridiculous stories in the. It's okay to admit it. I am giving you permission today to admit that most of the stories in the Bible are ridiculous. And yet, it's the foolishness of God that is confounding the wisdom of men. And I want you to be armed with this information and be able to tell people this. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the word of the cross, as one example, is stupidity to those who are perishing. Because it's so counterintuitive. When we want to save the world or take over a country or make our presence known, we send bombs over. We send armies. We dress to impress. This is not God's way. He dresses down. And those who are perishing aren't aware of it. And I reiterate this again and again. Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, was an ugly Jew. And I won't recant of that. He was an ugly Jew. There was nothing about him. In fact, when we see him, Well, let me put it this way. If he showed up today, we would look at him and say, you got to be kidding, right? And our faith would be shaken. Our faith would literally be shaken if we could see what he looked like. When Jesus asked Peter, who do men say I am? And Peter said, some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist. And he said, well, okay, who do you think, who do you say I am? Peter said, you're the Son of the living God. Then you're the Messiah, Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Why? Because flesh and blood looked to oppose everything about it. If you looked at Jesus' flesh, everything in you would doubt that he was the Messiah. That was the stumbling block. So the word of the cross, of course, is stupidity to those who are perishing. Yet to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. For it is written, I shall be destroying the wisdom of the wise, and the understanding of the intelligent shall I be repudiating. I'm going to destroy their wisdom and destroy their intelligence. What they think is wise and what they think is intelligence is actually the ultimate of stupidity. And then he says, Paul says here, 1 Corinthians 1:20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? They won't be standing when the game's over. They won't be standing. We will be. Where is the discusser of the eon? Does not God make stupid the wisdom of this world? And how does he do it? How does he do it? Verse 21, for since, in fact, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom knew not God, God delights through the stupidity of the heralding, that's our message, the stupidity of the heralding, that God is taking a ragtag band of human beings and transferring them, changing their bodies from mortal bodies to immortal bodies, and taking them to heaven to sit at his right hand where they will judge angels and rule the universe. And people think we're nuts. That's the stupidity of the heralding. And you can't contribute to it. It's all God. It's not you at all. In fact, he purposely chooses stupid people. We're going to get to that. That's the stupidity of the heralding. He chooses, it delights him. It's fun. He's happy about it. Through the stupidity of the heralding, to save those who are believing. And who would believe this stuff? It takes an act of God to believe. Let's say you're Peter. It takes an act of God for Peter to say to Jesus Christ, the ugly Jew, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And to corroborate my radical statement there, Jesus says to him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. For since, in fact, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom knew not God, God delights through the stupidity of the heralding to save those who are believing. Since, in fact, Jews' signs are requesting, Jews always want to see something. We've talked about this. Greeks, wisdom are seeking. These are the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers on Mars Hill, and they're the eggheads, and they say, show us something that we can be impressed with. Who is this idle babbler, and what would he have to say? And they called him an idle babbler in the NASB, seed picker in the Concordant version. So he was like a little bird that picked up seeds. Just a guy who is... what's that term they use for Maria in The Sound of Music? A flibberty-digit. A flipperty-digit. What, I forget. It's somebody who just flits around and does nothing. I can't think of it. Watch the movie. You'll find it. Jews want signs. Greeks want wisdom. Yet we are heralding Christ crucified. It's the opposite. It's what religious people, neither religious people nor worldly people, want Christ crucified. The religious people want a Messiah on a white horse. The Greeks want some genius, like Einstein, some manipulator, some Renaissance man. That's what the Greeks want. But we're heralding the opposite of what the world wants. We're heralding the opposite of what the world wants. That's why I hate the term marketing. Just try to market my stuff. Just try. Just try to market Clyde Pilkington's stuff. We're in this little tiny market, if you want to call it that. I hate to even call it that. There's this little niche, and they're not worldly people, and they're not religious people. And here's the sphere of the people that I try to reach. It's the people on the edge of the pews ready to get out of church, and it's the worldly people at the edge of the world wanting to find God. And the poor worldly people think they have to join church to find God. Is that ever a disaster? And the people in church know something's wrong, but they don't know what. So there's the worldly people, the religious people, there's the church, and there's Mars Hill. What people don't realize is that there's a third category, and that third category is called the truth. And that's where every truth lies. It lies in Jesus Christ, the person, who is not a member of his own religion, and he's not one of the world's intelligentsia. He's not. Greeks want wisdom. Jews want signs. Yet we, as opposed to those of the world and those in religion, are heralding Christ crucified. To Jews, a snare; to the nation, stupidity. Yet to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, that's us, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. And here it is, verse 25, 1 Corinthians 1. 4. The stupidity of God is wiser than humans, and the weakness of God is stronger than humans. That's it in a nutshell. The stupidity of God. Noah's Ark, a man selling his birthright. Any story you can point to, a talking donkey crossing the Red Sea, water out of the rock, the Messiah born in a barn, Moses talking to a burning bush. Who believes this stuff? It's a little bit embarrassing to talk about it to people, isn't it? That's why Paul told Timothy not to be ashamed of the evangel. Don't be ashamed of the evangel, for it's God's power for salvation. Why would you be ashamed of it? Well, I'll give you a good reason. Because it's embarrassing. Because it's God's stupidity. But what is stupid now is going to be shown in the future to be a stroke of genius. And Noah's Ark is going to be shown to be a stroke of genius, even compared to Einstein's theory of relativity or anything that Bill Gates or Steve Jobs has done, any of the tech kings of Silicon Valley. These fools are going down. The chief men of this eon, according to 1 Corinthians, also are being discarded. They're going away. They're going by the wayside. And we are the next techs of the new era. We are the super techs of the new Silicon Valley. And that would be the stupidity and the wisdom of God. And the last shall be made first, and the first are going down. The first are going down. The chief men of the sea are being discarded, and yet we, who are of no reputation in this world, are the elite. We're the leaders. We're the rulers. We're the aristocracy of the new creation.